Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the American Journal of Nursing.
And this is Karen Rausch, and I'm the Clinical Managing Editor of AJN.
And we're here once again to present the highlights from our upcoming issue. These are the highlights for the September 2012 issue of AJN. We're very excited about the cover this month. On the cover, we feature photographs from a book that will be released in October. The book, which is called The American Nurse, is part of the American Nurse Project. This was the vision of Rhonda Collins, who is a nurse and now Vice President and Business Manager of Fresenius Kabi USA, which is a company that does infusion therapies and clinical nutrition support. And Rhonda sought out photographer-filmmaker Carolyn Jones, who was known for her very authentic portraits of various groups. She had done one on AIDS patients several years ago that had won awards. So we were very excited to present these quite excellent photographs on our cover, and then inside we do have a few more photographs and talk a little bit about the project and some of the featured nurses on the cover. Karen, why don't you tell a little bit about our CEs this month?
Okay, so we have two CEs this month, our usual. The first one is Outcomes and Complications After Bariatric Surgery. This is really timely now with all the attention being paid to bariatric surgery as possible interventions for people with diabetes as well as obesity. So with the obesity epidemic on the rise, nurses most likely will care for a patient who has undergone bariatric surgery at some point in their career. Bariatric surgery is effective and increasingly common treatment for, as I said, obesity and also obesity-related comorbidities. This article outlines five of the most common procedures. There's some good illustrations of each of them, and discusses the outcomes and complications, and describes the nursing implications preoperatively and postoperatively for patients receiving bariatric surgery. The second CE feature is postoperative delirium in elderly patients. Nearly 40% of all surgeries in the U.S. are performed on adults who are 65 and older. One of the most common complications in this population is postoperative delirium. Then it's associated with extended lengths of stay, higher patient care costs, increased morbidity, and greater risk of death. This article evaluates the predisposing and precipitating risk factors for post-op delirium in elderly patients, and it discusses tools used to assess for it and to assess for the risk of it and for post-operative cognitive function in this patient population. And it also examines the potential intervention strategies.
And if you're accessing the article online, you can open in the article a video from our How to Try This series on assessing delirium in elderly patients. Otherwise, you just use the link that's provided, but it's kind of neat in the iPad just to open it right up. Other articles we have of note that we're featuring, we have a great article in our iNurse column called Tablet Technology for Nurses. This is written by Megan Duffy, who is an emergency nurse and our contributing editor for the column. And Megan is a early adapter, I guess is what you call it. She knows all about smartphones, e-readers, tablets. So we asked Megan if she would talk a little bit in the article and discuss how nurses are using tablets, what the advantages are of some over the others that are now coming out. And we asked her to say what she likes, to basically do a review and how she uses it. So we think it'll be very helpful for people who are considering buying a tablet or own one and are just kind of getting started on it. Another feature article is Biomarkers, an Important Clinical Assessment Tool. Many of us are familiar with biomarkers in different areas of clinical practice, and they're being used not only to predict and diagnose or monitor disease, but are really becoming part of every step of patient care as people use them to guide treatment throughout a process, especially for cancer patients. So this article does review common biomarkers used in diagnosing and treating various illnesses, and it reviews some examples of predictive biomarkers. It'll be a good article for people who've heard the term but don't really understand or haven't had a chance to really review it. We also have in the September issue AJN Reports. We have a report and analysis looking at how some providers are struggling with providing pain medication to patients in chronic pain. There are some new regulations out that have some providers feel are barriers to being able to easily provide pain control for their patients.
I think this is a really hot topic right now. I see even in the popular media a lot of people are paying attention to this. I think there's a special on 60 Minutes and mm-hmm. others. So I think this will be a really good way to get some, you know, really factual and objective information about this topic, because there is a lot of controversy out there now about it.
Right. I think some of it dealt with or came after the American Pain Foundation. There were charges that the foundation had largely created a lot of the guidelines from with under the influence of some pharmaceutical funding, and it sparked a lot of stringent criteria that, as I said, in some people's views, it's going to harm and prevent patients from getting the pain control they need. We also have Journal Watch, of course, abstracts from hot issues or hot new research in the medical journals. Art of Nursing, which is a painting this month. It's I love it. It's called Everything is Under Control, but when you see it, you might have a different thought.
Maybe nothing is under control.
And it is by a nurse, so it's and it's very well done, I think. I think the artist really captures what many nurses go through and what a unit looks like at the end of a key event. We also, of course, have Drug Watch. Safety Monitor is our column reporting from the Pennsylvania Safety Monitoring Authority. And this column deals with violence prevention training for emergency department staff. So that's, I think, a hot topic as well. And, of course, we have our narrative writing reflections. And this month it's called The Storm Within. So that's our offering for the September issue. We hope you'll read the issue in print or come to our website, ajnonline.com, download the new iPad app on your iPad. We're getting quite a few compliments on the downloads, and as I said, you can quickly access videos and links through the iPad app. We will be back next month, I guess, Karen.
Yes, we will, and to all of you who are going back to school, either as students or faculty, have a great year.